Of course, young girls are not the only consumers singled out by retailers. Commentator Marianne Jennings knows of at least one other group that's being heavily targeted.
In the wee hours of the morning, television infomercials turn medieval. Advertisements for the six-pack ab wonder and the Suzanne Summers human slingshot, also known as the Thighmaster, appear. The designers of these pieces of home exercise equipment were on Earth in a previous life as chief torturers for the Star Chamber. When they arrived here, at the end of the 20th century, designing machines for stretching people to death was just not a high-demand career, what with constitutional protections on cruel and unusual punishment. Stairmastering a prisoner to death might be acceptable in Hollywood, but it would raise a judicial eyebrow or two among the Supreme Court justices. Without a market for their craft, these Dark Ages designing individuals turned to selling body contortions as a form of good exercise. The abfomercials offer limitless new products for those love handles and other things that grow around our middles. There's AbRock, AbRoller, and the AbX. There are no names remaining for midsection devices that double as hamster entertainment centers. But the home exercise industry offers plenty of other forms of black aerobic fitness machinery. I've watched people turn into bendable Gumbies on the Pro Rider. I believe we used to call these squats in PE. There is, of course, the granddaddy of all home exercise equipment, the Nordic Track. There are now 57 models of the Nordic Track ranging in price from $299 to $300,000. The $300,000 model includes personalized liposuction. Questions plague me about home exercise equipment. How did these fitness fads catch hold? Are consumers saying, "What I really need to get fit is a piece of equipment that looks like one of those creatures from Independence Day. I could really get into exercise then." Another question that puzzles me is who has space for these dual barrels and portable trapezes? Bedrooms have been the size of a $9.99 storage locker since 1978. Where do people put all these devices? I particularly enjoy the ultimate selling point for these machines. Folds neatly to store under your bed. Don't fall for this. It will take you 3 days and 4 rolls of duct tape to fold it, and you can never again restore it to its working condition. But under the bed storage is the beauty of home exercise equipment. If it folds neatly and goes under your bed, there's no guilt. And why have home exercise equipment if it's not sitting under your bed sharing space with extremely buff dust bunnies? I read up on abdominal exercisers so that I could determine which product, the size of a rural Dairy Queen, I would purchase to tone my middle section. It turns out the best equipment is your floor. Yes, a PhD in exercise physiology recommended good old-fashioned sit-ups. So, I've been lying on the floor doing my standard crunches that truly hurt. The worst part is that I can see my foldable sculling/rowing machine under my bed as I do those sit-ups. Dang thing needs dusting.
Marianne Jennings is a professor of legal and ethical studies in the College of Business at Arizona State University. She comes to us by way of member station KJZZ in Phoenix.